This past week, one of the kings, or at least one of the knights of comedy, died at the age of 79. Harry C. Combe, co-creator along with Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan of BBC Radio's The Goon Show, died of cancer in Guildford, England. As Nettie C. Goon, the central figure in The Goon Show, Mr. C. Combe was likable, often gullible, and endearingly greedy. In this episode, called Jet-Propelled Guided Naffy, Mr. C. Combe plays a bumbling prime minister trying to contend with the problems of his administration.
As a strolling prime minister of no fixed address, I must protest at this gross misspending of public funds.
No.
This building was supposed to cost £25,000. In fact, it cost £59,000.
No. We mustn't stand for this.
We're not going to.
Bravo.
We are not going to, indeed.
Bravo.
To teach those concerned with this disgusting waste in a severe lesson, I've ordered the building burned to the ground and a new building put up at the proper price. Thank you, lads. Thank you, lads. You'll get your OBEs as you go out.
The Goon Show and its particularly off-center humor ran for 11 years. The show was hugely popular. Among its most devoted watchers were the people who would one day create Monty Python. Also John Lennon and Prince Charles, who spoke with Mr. C. Combe recently in the hospital. After The Goon Show, Harry C. Combe turned to television and movies. Maybe his best-known role was to play Mr. Bumble in the 1968 movie version of Oliver. Harry C. Combe was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 1981. On that occasion, Sir Harry, who weighed 226 pounds, said he thought he really ought to be dubbed Circumference. In his later years, Sir Harry presented ITV's religious music show called The Highway. He was a devout Christian as well as devoutly funny. Viewers could often hear him singing along. "I've never tried to analyze what it is that is funny about me," said Sir Harry. "I'm frightened that if I did, it might go away." Harry C. Combe died on Wednesday at the age of 79.